WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episodes. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the Great State of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our Uncommon Place.
Welcome to West Virginia Uncommon Place. We have been talking about Nintendo 64 games, and I'm going into my first wrestling game that was huge for me. Now, the story on this wrestling game was, I was in Columbus, Ohio, living in Lynchburg, or Rustburg, Virginia, as a kid. I got this game called WCW versus NWA World Tour. I got this game in Columbus before it even had reached Virginia. I don't even know how games were in another place before they were. So when I got to my block with this game, everybody came to my house. Four players, it's 1997. We were hype. It had NWO in it, and the New World Order was the biggest. It was a popular storyline of WCW at the time because you had Hulk Hogan, you had Kevin Nash, you had Scott Hall. So that's Diesel and Razor Ramon to WWE guys. Like the portrayal of the wrestlers, because some of them were real like you had the great Sasaki portrayed as wrestler, but then you had people like the Ultimo Dragon on there. Playing with the Ultimo Dragon and being able to do those springboard moves. All the springboard moves that I could do in that game were ridiculous. Like, and then having Hulk Hogan, and you had a knockout mode. Like, Hulk Hogan did a stiff clothesline, and he would knock dudes out, and it would sound like a bunch of boulders hitting some dude. He'd be like, splack, 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 and he would knock somebody out, and it would say TKO. And the greatest draw on this too was that you had Sting on here. You had wrestlers that I had grown up with that had left WWF at that time, WWE now, and went over to WCW, and this was by chance at that time in life. It was the best wrestling game I'd ever played in my life. Like, because I was coming off of two-dimensional games in those horrible motion cap technology Acclaim wrestling games to play this. You know, this lined up with the WWE Raw or whatever game that Acclaim made at that time. And when you played both of them, that arcade style that you got from the NWA World Tour, it was just amazing. Just like all the aesthetics of it, somebody running out to come fight you, just especially with the Black Ninja character, where he had all the great Sasaki's moves, all the New Japan Pro wrestlers that were brought in and made to be like their normal selves. All those guys made that game amazing. And learning how to pressure sensitive on the buttons, to press hard, to press light, A being up, A down, all these different motions inside this game made WCW NWA World Tour one of the greatest games for me. And even to this day, I can pull that game out, play it, and it's like I never lost a step. And if it wasn't for that game, the Nintendo 64 probably wouldn't be named for wrestling games. Because after that game, THQ and AKI Corporation ended up running up with WWE and releasing some more stellar games that hopefully I will bring into consideration of talking about later on. But WWE WrestleMania and WWF No Mercy, which No Mercy is considered the greatest wrestling game of all time. Its birthplace came from this game, and this birthplace of these games actually came from, if I'm correct, it was like All Japan Pro or whatever. This game is based off of a Japanese game that was very popular, or had been popular over there in Japan. Now, this one especially ties into, there's a PlayStation game called WCW versus the World. When you compare both of them, you can see the difference in the composition and the difference in play that THQ put into it. Sadly, though, after WCW versus NWO Revenge, the WCW games never caught fire or never picked up any type of steam after this. And the creator wrestler feature in this game was so great. Like, the replay value of this game was way more than me playing Super Mario or playing even Zelda again. This game, we played this game countless hours. I probably put most of my middle teenage life into this one game. So, I'm JR. This is West Virginia Complex. This is just a short one about WCW versus NWA World Tour, part of the Nintendo 64 group that we're that I'm covering real quick. Games that were just hyped for me. If you like what you hear, definitely subscribe, download the podcast, and please, please leave us reviews. Let us know where we can fix things and work things out.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at oncommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.